You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. In a natural disaster, phone service can be almost as critical as food and water. In Haiti, phone service was damaged by the quake, but messages are still getting out. NPR's Martin Costi explains how.
One of the first outside aid groups to get to Haiti after the quake was Telecom Sans Frontières, or in English, Telecom Without Borders. The group's American representative, Paul Margie, says it was started a decade ago by relief workers who'd been to the war zones in the Balkans.
They would go and they carried a sat phone with them. And again, the people wanted access to that satellite phone even more than the clothes or the food that they were bringing. And so they changed and they said, let's make an organization that focuses on the communication.
Today in Haiti, they've set up a sat phone station at the UN's logistics base. Reached on that line, Benoit Chabrier says they've also provided portable sat phones to key people.
We provided the first satellite line, the first satellite phone number to the government, to the prime minister.
Now that they've given the prime minister a sat phone, the group is planning to set up cyber cafes for regular Haitians, where they could make calls and send emails via satellite. But not yet. Chabrier says the situation in the streets is still too desperate, as people are focused on finding food and water.
Like 3 days after the disaster, they don't receive any food, they don't receive any water.
Hello? That's the other problem with sat phones, besides the audio quality. They'll drop you without warning. The best solution for Haiti long term is a restored commercial phone network, and there are already people working on that.
Those folks, I'm pretty sure, haven't slept in at least 24 and probably 48 hours.
John Stanton is chairman of Trilogy Partners, a U.S. company that runs a cell phone system in Haiti called Voila. Its technicians have already reconnected the network to the outside world. The issue now is keeping local cell towers running. And here, Stanton says, Haiti's poor infrastructure has suddenly become an unexpected advantage.
Haiti is one of the relatively few places in the world where you really can't rely on power at all, commercial power at all. So in every location, we have a fuel tank.
Those fuel tanks power generators, which means many of the cell towers are up and running right now, even as the city's electricity grid remains a shambles.
We've got 2 to 3 days of fuel at each site. If we can't get to that site because it's inaccessible, either the roads are out or there's too much damage, if we can't get a fuel truck there, we will at some point run out of fuel.
So right now, the priority for these high-tech cell phone companies is keeping up deliveries of old-fashioned diesel. Stanton says most of his company's network is working in Port-au-Prince, and other cell phone providers are in a similar position. The reason people are having trouble getting through, he says, is that they're overloading the system.
It's almost impossible to get people to take this advice, but the best thing you can do is if you get a busy signal, give it 5 minutes or give it 10 minutes and then dial again, rather than to continually hit the send button.
And for those who are desperate for just some sign of life from a friend or loved one, Stanton says the most reliable method right now is text messaging. A text uses very little bandwidth, and it sits patiently on the network until it has an opportunity to get through. Right now, cell phone users in Port-au-Prince report that texting is their most reliable means of talking to each other and to the outside world. Martin Costi, NPR News.